I'm Jen DeTracy, the founder of Lift Strategies, and today on this podcast, let's talk about database marketing. Use it or lose it. This year, Lift Strategies was contracted to work with one of Vancouver's top arts festivals, the Vancouver International Fringe Festival. Now, this is an independent theater festival that happens every year. It's been happening for a long time, and it's very unique. This year, they have 68 different performances happening, which is really cool, or different shows. Their submission process is not typical of a festival. Usually there's a committee that reviews stuff and then decides. In this case, they just do a draw. So what's amazing about it is the performances really run the gamut between amazing, you know, okay, and some that are not so good. And this is really a big part of the culture that's behind the Vancouver International Fringe Festival. So when we were contacted to work with them, one of the things that we were really asked to focus on was customer retention strategies. And we had a little bit of information. They had done a survey that indicated that a very high percentage of their festival goers said that they would return to the festival the following year. But when they looked at their ticket sales and their database and that kind of stuff, really, it wasn't true. So it seemed to be a bit confusing. And the question is, why was that not happening? So we recognized that our role with the Vancouver Fringe was to find ways to generate more revenue by actively using their ticket sales database. And that database was called Theater Manager. And we would focus on that to achieve their objectives. This database is designed for arts organizations. It's like an all-in-one collection system. And the system gathers all the ticket buyers' information. This summer, what we did was we decided to complete our first successful testing of this database marketing by email. So we created a campaign, which was a 72-hour campaign, and we targeted what we called the fringe addicts. We defined a fringe addict as a festival patron who had purchased 5 tickets to different shows during one festival. Now, the caveat was they may have only attended one festival over a 3-year period, and that was okay. So if they were part of last year's festival, great. They met the fringe addict criteria. If they were part of the festival 2 years ago, then they were part of that criteria, and 3 years ago, same. That type of thing. The campaign was focused on promoting the Fringe's biggest kickoff event of the year, which is their gala opening party fundraiser. The offer was simple. Buy one or more tickets to the gala event within the next 72 hours, and you get an exclusive, not for sale, Fringe Festival t-shirt. That's a very worthy incentive for any Fringe addict. And what we did then was we sent out 3 emails over the course of 72 hours. So the first email basically announced the promotion, talked about the gala and the special offer. The second one was just a friendly reminder. The third stated the cutoff date and time of the offer. It was no surprise to us that the first email really only generated 1 purchase, and it was actually the final email that resulted in the greatest number of ticket sales. The number of tickets sold as a result of this promotion represented 7% of the entire Fringe Addict database. This is well above the average conversion rate. So in the marketplace, when you're doing email campaigns, that kind of thing, you're looking at usually 0.5% to 2%. So this was incredible. So just in terms of sort of wrapping up this section in terms of talking about a database email campaign, I'd just like to make 3 key points for you to consider. 1 is, who are you targeting? What are you offering to this group of buyers that is unique to them? And thirdly, do you have a call to action that will motivate them to purchase now? I'm Jen DeTracy, the founder of Lift Strategies, where we help organizations accelerate their growth and manage that growth without overextending their people or their resources.